Okay, I will call the meeting to order, and our first item of business is approval of the minutes from the December 18 attached with the agenda material. I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second it. That's Doug.
Any discussion regarding the minutes? Okay, all in favor of approval say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay, then we have some loans this month. We have seven loans totaling about almost $2 million this month.
They've been approved for public purpose, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve those loans.
Thank you, Doug. I'll second that. Is there any discussion regarding the loans this month?
Yeah, this is Matt. I'll just make a few comments, then we can move to the vote, but... one loan, the second loan on our list, Elmwood Village, I called that municipality, and I get, because it's for a nursing home, it's not a lot of villages or cities own nursing homes, but I guess I asked the staff a question. I mean, I'm looking at our current interest rates, and, you know, because I asked that municipality what kind of offer they had otherwise, and it was higher than ours. And I mean, if you look at our loan rates, we only have three blocks. Loan term of 2 to 5 years is 3%, 6 to 10 years is 3.5, and then 11 to 20 is 4. And I guess 11 to 20 is a huge amount of time. I mean, an 11-year loan or a 20-year loan, you know, it's 9 years different. I don't know why it's, you know, a 20-year wouldn't be higher than 4. And this rate is, I don't know, it's just, when I asked, I guess they have some problem at this nursing home. It, you know, it's not, I guess it's not profitable, but, and I know this is our set rubric of loans. It's just, I don't know, Jonathan, do you have any comment into why, you know, such a large, I mean, the other five-year blocks are going up by 0.5% each time, but then from 11 to 20, it's just a big, just a flat 4.
Well, I think actually you make a decent point. We've set our rates with an eye towards simplicity and ease of administration. I suppose we could do an analysis of what other loan rates are like out there. We do that periodically.
We do, and the yield curve, Matt, has been relatively flat. You know, the long end of the curve, which is in the 20 to 30-year range, has remained stable and come down a little bit, while the Federal Reserve has increased short-term rates, which I would consider, shorter than 5 years, considerably over the last year. And so that is why the difference between our short-term rates and our long-term rates isn't real great right now, because that's the way the market is right now.
You've heard about the inversion of long, you know, of short and long-term loans, and we're damn close to that. I don't expect it to stay, but you know, who knows?
Well, I guess when I talk to somebody from that municipality, I mean, basically, because of the problems that they have at the nursing home, a couple of them were just flat out turned down. And another offer they were given was, my understanding, was closer to 5.25%. So, I mean,
we make general obligation loans. We're not making an operating loan or a real estate loan on their nursing home. We're making a general obligation.
Well, could I finish speaking, please? I'd appreciate it if I was able to finish speaking.
Sure.
I guess the comment I'm making is, it's just we're giving, you know, Jonathan has made this point that in the 80s and 90s, money was just given away. Obviously, I'm not supportive of the loans I haven't done. My point is, it's a low rate. I understand the rubric is just the same. They're all given the same treatment. I get that. That's what you guys say. But I'm just saying, we have a fiduciary duty to make as much money for the K-12 public schools. We do not have a fiduciary duty to give Elmwood Village a good deal. So I'll leave that at point. And the only other two loans I had an issue with were numbers 3 and 5, the city of Gillette and the town of Hewitt. And on both those, when I called them, it seemed like they had a local bank was going to give them the same rate, but they're using us instead. And I guess I just make my point to my fellow commissioners. One of the reasons I don't support these is, so let's say Hewitt, for example, that's to Advantage Community Bank, was going to give the same rate in the town of Hewitt, which is up in Marathon County in the middle of the state, and that business doesn't get that business anymore because we're taking it. So I don't support them. I'm voting no, but I'm free to move on.
Okay. Then I'll call for the vote. I'll vote aye.
Doug, I vote aye.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. The next thing we have is all the way down to future agenda items. Are there any that anyone wants to discuss? at this time. Then we have the Executive Secretary's report, and we have the attached investment transaction report. Jonathan, anything?
Yeah, I'm just real briefly, because it's been real quiet with the holidays, but the deal, if you will, the potential loan to WIDA has gone quiet. I think they're analyzing what the tax reform legislation impacts might be, and so I don't have anything to report on that other than it's gone quiet. Secondly, we've been making some contacts with potentially larger borrowers or their representatives, but nobody's made an application to that effect at this stage. So things are kind of low-key. I'd ask Rich to just comment on the latter part of the capital gains and how that plays out.
Yeah, I just wanted to report to the board that the total profits that we've received on capital gains for the year 2017 was over $10 million, which is a record for BCPO, and that we also finished the year with just about $500 million in loans, which is also very high for the last 5 years. I think that's the highest we've had since maybe 2011, and we finished the year with about $540 million in bonds. So we have a pretty stable portfolio at this time.
Sounds good. I want to thank you all for your work last year to do so well. This is Doug.
Thank you.
This is Matt. I just had a question on the bond realization of, you said, the capital gains. So we realized $10 million in sales. That's when we bought bonds, sold bonds. About how many million total was that? Because was it like half our portfolio, $400 or $500 million?
I don't have that number off the top of my head. I can certainly give it to you, and I have it available, but I just didn't put it in this chart.
So I guess I'm saying one thing I like in comparison to the bonds that I've said multiple times, and compared to the loans, obviously we don't sell the loans. So, you know, the bonds that we did sell, while we had them, we were making the fixed income. And then when we sold them, we got that capital gains, which was reflected here in the $10
million. Yeah, because
we don't sell the loans, we don't get that, and we can't capitalize on it. So it is just another good advantage to the bonds, but that's just my opinion.
Well, and yeah, you're right. The bonds are fully liquid, and if we buy them at a rate below the coupon, and when we sell them, we're going to make a gain.
Well, because if we made $10 million on them, aren't we giving out about $30-some million, $32, $35 million? I mean, that's a third, in theory, of what we make on the interest, correct?
Well, yes, but the investment policy, Matt, has us putting the capital gains into the principal
smoothing
fund, and actually first the smoothing fund.
Right.
And we've now got the smoothing fund in the common school fund about half full, and the smoothing fund in the university fund, or the normal school fund, is full. So we've got some protection moving forward for taking on increased risk. That's all I have to report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, thank you then. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
I'll start it.
Thanks.
All right.
Take care, everyone. Stay
Bye-bye.
Warm.
Bye-bye.